KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and coming up on your calendar, hopefully you've already put it there, for Saturday, October 29th, this Saturday morning at 8 o'clock at Hoffmantown Church, that's at Harper and Ventura, is the Noah Webster College Creation Essentials Mini Seminar. It's going to be a full morning and early afternoon of discussion and learning, and we hope you'll plan to be a part of it. A couple of the gentlemen that'll be speaking at the event were able to join us today. Terry Hardin and Ken Ami both join us on the phone. Guys, thanks for taking time out to help us promote this event.
Thank you for having us. I'm here.
Yeah, so glad we could do this. Terry, I've corresponded with you maybe the most in preparation for this. If you could let us know a little bit about your background, and we'll get to Ken here in a moment, about your background, what you plan to be speaking on during the mini seminar. Let's start there.
So my background, I'm an engineer, but I've been studying the Bible for many, many years, and I've been active with the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico since its beginning. And what I plan to talk on is, does the Bible allow the option of an old earth and an old universe, and does it really matter?
Okay. Well, that'd be very interesting. I don't want to give too much away, but you did mention Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico, and for those who have not found the website yet, I want to make sure you have that. It's csfnm.org, and actually on the website, you'll see information there about the Creation Essentials mini seminar. Now, Terry, whose brainchild was the mini seminar?
That actually came from Noah Webster College and me working together with them. They are a great resource. They've got lots of classes on all kinds of subjects, from America's providential history to New Mexico history, New Mexico forestry and wildlife, and geology and geography, and all kinds of great classes that they have available.
And John Kinzer, although he won't be speaking at the seminar, I do see that he's in the lineup as far as introduction. And, of course, Noah Webster College hosting the seminar, although the venue is at Hoffmantown. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then, of course, we want to welcome onto the broadcast Ken Ami. And Ken, thanks for taking your time today. If you could let us know a little bit about your background, what you plan to speak on during the mini seminar coming up this Saturday morning.
Yes, sir. My background is Jewish, and I have come to recognize Jesus as my Messiah. That happened back when I was 27 years old, which is the very first time I even heard that there was another option to what I'm going to call atheistic evolution. When I heard about creationism, I thought, what is this all about? I've never even heard of anything like this before in my entire life. And so my focus is going to be to discuss atheistic evolution and how many atheists turn a theory that is supposed to be about biology into a worldview. So that really then they're interpreting their entire view of the world, including human beings and our interactions and our beliefs about God, into some kind of a massive evolutionary soup.
Okay. All right. Well, and we are having a little difficulty hearing you, Ken. I don't know if it's going to help at all. The mouthpiece on your phone, if you could just back off of it a little bit, and we'll see if that brings down the breakup of the audio we're getting. We did get it enough to clearly hear what you're talking about, which I assume, looking at the schedule, how atheistic evolution fails to even provide a premise to be logical. Would that be the definition of metapologetics, or how would you define that?
Correct. So instead of focusing on the minutiae of biological systems, I'm looking at it from the perspective of like a philosopher of biology, and in this case, like a meta level of overarching view of what it is that atheist evolutionists are proposing to us and what they want us to believe. So, for instance, I was thinking about how our local natural history museum is essentially a cathedral to atheistic evolution, right? It's
yes.
It's meant to push a certain philosophy, and it's meant by various formats.
And you and I are paying for it in the meantime.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I say, and you and I and those, we're all paying for that.
Correct. And so it's important to be able to go into such spaces and understand what is the worldview philosophy behind this? What is it that they're trying to get us to believe? And when it comes to atheistic evolution, the ultimate point is going to be is that it breaks down any requirement for actually believing in empirical truth, because in such an existence, their empirical truth, just like the whole universe and just like human life, it didn't come about by creation. It came about by a long series of happy accidents. And so there's really no requirement for us to even believe what they're proposing to us, even if it was true. That's how deep we're going into this, to the very bottom line of what we would call epistemology, which is the study of how we know what we know.
Well, and not only do I appreciate the time that both of you are taking to share during the mini conference coming up on Saturday morning, the Creation Essentials mini seminar at Hoffmantown Church this Saturday morning at 8:00. That's Harper and Ventura. I also, of course, appreciate all the speakers. Ray Mondragon is going to be one of the speakers who our audience is very familiar with. Comes on with us about once a month. He'll be talking about the scientific evidence, overwhelming scientific evidence for a worldwide flood. And Marshall Jordan, who I'm not familiar with, is going to be speaking about human genetics in the light of God's word. Are either of you familiar enough with Mr. Jordan? You can kind of tell us more about him.
Yeah, Dr. Jordan, he's done a lot of work in looking at DNA and chromosomes. So he's going to look at the evidence we have from the Y chromosome atom, as they call it, that all men are tied together. And then what they call mitochondrial Eve, where all the women are tied together, and the timelines they're based on basically go hand in hand with the biblical record.
Very good. Well, Ken or Terry, who would you suggest would be someone you would hope to see at the seminar?
I would say that since we have such a wide range of speakers and wide range of topics, then it'll appeal to young and old alike, because some of these lectures will be very detailed and scientific, and some will be more like about how to understand, how to think about things, and how to discern what we're being told and how to critically think our way through it.
Very good. And Terry, another question for you. When you're talking with someone who believes contrary to what you'll be, you know, all of you will be sharing at the mini seminar, what encouragement would you give to people who do believe in biblical creation to share with someone?
So basically, two of the things that as our goal of this seminar is to strengthen the belief and the faith of believers, because the evidence is so strong of a creator God. So we want to strengthen their faith, and we also want to give them tools for reaching out and witnessing to the lost in the world, because the evidence is so strong that points to a creator God. It's such a great tool for witnessing.
And Ken, did you want to add anything to that?
Just amen.
Very good. Well, and you know, one of the things I wanted to say too, when we're sharing truth like this and in way of encouragement to our listeners, don't be frustrated when you know the truth and you can share it and articulate it. Hopefully, if not already, someday as well as these gentlemen already do, because it is the Spirit who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. Don't own someone else's belief, whether or not they believe creation or not. Share the truth in love and pray that the Holy Spirit, does a work in that person. Would you guys agree?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your guys' time, and actually one of the questions I was going to ask, thanks, Terry, for covering that, what you come out of the seminar, and Do you anticipate another mini seminar anytime in the near future? Is this a regular event?
We typically have a seminar at least every 2 years. I'm trying to get one set up for this spring. I'd like to get Dr. Russ Humphreys, that's retired from Sandia Natural Laboratories,
right,
and Dr. John Baumgartner, that retired from Los Alamos National Laboratories. And I would like to bring them in. So I'm still trying to work on getting that to happen.
Well, and Terry, I'm going to give you an opportunity to invite others, because I know Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico, they meet on a regular basis. Is that right?
That's correct. We meet the third Tuesday of the month at 7 o'clock to roughly 9 o'clock, and we give a presentation on some aspect of science or the Bible that will inform people and give them tools to reach out to minister.
Okay, and a reminder that the website for Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico, CSF, for Creation Science Fellowship, CSFNM.org. On the website, you'll find that kind of information along with information currently about the Noah Webster College Creation Essentials mini seminar. Again, that's this Saturday morning. We forgot about one of the most important parts about this, guys. It's no cost for the event, but it's at 8 o'clock this Saturday morning at Hoffmantown Church, Ventura and Harper. To help you, we haven't been mentioning this often, but to help you a little bit when you get to the campus, because they have a sizable campus, they're meeting in Building D. Is that still the case, Terry?
That's as far as no. We're still in Building D, which is in the southwest corner of the area.
Okay, on the Hoffmantown Church campus, Ventura and Harper. Guys, thanks again for joining us. And hey, an open invite. When Ray's coming in here, you guys are always welcome to tag along, and we'd be happy to have you on the air again.
Okay.
Thank you so much.